I can hear myself through there, which is super weird. And I hope that's not echoing. There's a problem. There's one minor problem.
There's a minor problem.
Those headphones. I don't know where to unplug them. They're like pretty loud. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I hear it. Hopefully the audience can't. Are we live?
Is it?
Are we live right now?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Hey.
It's Rancho time.
Hey.
Actually, the video I was working on just now
sounded super cool.
Really cool. So, yeah. Have you seen that like what is it? Like 10-year challenge hashtag or something?
Oh yeah, I took a photo for that. That's hilarious, but I haven't posted it yet.
2009, 2019. So we did one, but like not my old Facebook pictures or anything because I don't post on Facebook. LTT.
Okay.
Because LTT.
So 2009 versus
2019.
Yeah.
So LTT actually just celebrated its 10-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And then the funny thing about that, you're right, that is really loud.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like we gotta unplug them.
I'm gonna put it under these shirts and see if that helps.
Okay.
Yeah. How's that?
I think it did.
Wow, that helped a lot. Okay.
Yeah, good
so
job.
LTT actually celebrated its 10-year anniversary not that long ago. So it's effectively a look at the entire history of the channel.
Yeah.
Because the only things that were posted in 2008, honestly, were not what LTT would be over the next 3 years.
Okay.
So I don't know if you know this, but at the time, I was working with Keaton, who was a writer slash the video guy for Hardware Canucks.
Okay.
So a lot of Hardware Canucks viewers probably won't remember this, but Fixed was the both the video personality and the shooter and editor for Hardware Canucks videos for some time before Dimitri came onto the scene.
Yeah. So he was shooting for you?
So the original idea with Linus Tech Tips was that it was going to be like a lower production value thing, but Keaton, who I am quite certain is not watching this, so I don't have to worry about I don't have to worry about getting into any trouble here. But Keaton had sort of a, I don't know if you'd call it a disorder or a compulsion or I don't know what you'd call it, but he just couldn't let anything be sort of just good enough. So the original idea behind Linus Tech Tips was that it was supposed to be like the cheapo
run and gun as fast as you can get it out.
As fast as you can pump them out thing. Yeah. Like my quota was 45 videos a month on top of like, I had a real job on top of the 4 to 6 NCIX Tech Tips.
I remember one of my favorite things was it was super important when I pressed record and when I pressed stop record because we were not going to edit it. So like if there was a huge delay between me pressing record and you starting to talk, it was awkward. And if I let it run for too long after you stopped talking, it was awkward. So that was like
and we'd run into trouble sometimes where like Luke would think I was done and I would think I was done, but then I'd be like, oh, except for one, and like, oh sorry, I already pressed record. And he'd be like, okay.
I guess that's it.
I guess the video's over. So Keaton couldn't do that. So the first couple of Linus Tech Tips videos, actually from like an effort standpoint anyway, were quite a bit higher production values.
Oh, okay.
Like the first one has a laugh track. So like there's actual editing in it.
I don't know if I've seen the first Linus Tech Tips video. I know really? I've seen the first NCIX Tech Tips video.
Oh. Yeah, no, the
I don't
first
know if I ever
the first Linus Tech Tips video, I talked our AMD rep into allowing us to do a pre-release video.
I've seen that.
Of an undisclosed processor, and he was like, well, you can't leak any useful information about it. So the only thing I was essentially able to say was, I have it.
I remember this.
But there's actual electrical tape on the screen to ensure that no, you know how if you have like an image and you like scribble over it, you know,
you can kind of unscribble it. The guy who swirled his face in the FBI unswirled it.
Yeah, like zero effery, okay? Electrical tape stuck to the screen. You could not see what was under it.
Yeah.
But it was just like, oh, there's a processor. And then the second one was like the idea was there of it being like cheapo unboxings that were just these very brief looks at a product, where it was an unboxing of a Rampage 3 Extreme or Rampage, like a really old port at this point. Rampage 2 Extreme? I don't know. It doesn't matter. The point is, it was a Rampage board, and it had this goofy little like knob on it. That was supposed to be like an OC knob to OC up or down.
So like a shifter?
It had a shifter. So the beginning of the video starts with me holding the driver disc like this and like pretending to drive it.
I liked that kitschiness. I know it wasn't good, but like...
Oh, it was bad.
I found it entertaining.
The best part of like people complaining about,
I would
you know,
not compl- yeah,
the sex jokes or the dad humor or the cringe or whatever else. I remember when Linus Tech Tips didn't have any of this stuff. I'm like, oh, do you now?
What were you watching? Because clearly not Linus Tech Tips.
It was terrible from day one. Literally, in the first 10 seconds of the first video ever uploaded to the channel, there's a laugh track. Okay?
That's brutal.
I turn around in my chair, basically like a, oh, didn't see you there moment, and I bump the table, and a laugh track goes off, and I'm like, oh! In the first 10 seconds!
Okay, so I 100% have seen this video, but I just don't remember that. I remember you hitting the table, but I don't remember the laugh track. My brain just like edited that out.
It's
like, no, you're not allowed to. No, so that, that can't happen.
You know what?
There's no laugh track.
We don't really have any good topics today because Colton did the WAN show doc.
Let's just watch
so
videos.
So we're gonna watch this video. I mean,
that's what Twitch streamers do these days.
There's going to be a lot more insight in the like 2009 to 2019 video. You know what was a really cool thing about that video? I'm pretty sure I can talk about this now. Like, I don't think there's an NDA or anything, but it's sponsored by B&H.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, honestly.
Oh boy. So like half the content in that video is going to be like. Oof.
No, because that's the point. That's the point. They knew what they were sponsoring.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
it's all good. It's all good.
So, we used to have a point shoot with Scratch Lens, okay? Like, it was... and I was doing it. That combination is bad.
So, they know. It's all good. So, okay. Like, part of the cool thing about going through this progression is that where we started out compared to, like, B&H wanting to work with us is, like, a 10-year change in terms of, like, both the business side and the production values. The fact that B&H will even pick up the phone to talk to us, they wouldn't have.
No.
If we were still trying to just like, you know, run around with a cell phone.
Hey, what's this fire truck?
Oh. I hate that video is still the top viewed video on the channel.
What's it at now?
It's over 10 million.
Oh,
I don't
goodness.
Want to talk about it.
All right. That's fine.
So this is it. I don't actually know if you guys are going to have audio capture from my computer. So good luck, everybody else. I also don't even know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
I didn't test it. Yep. That's the intro. Yeah. How do you like that 4:3 aspect ratio there, baby? Also, it was only a minute 20.
See, I remember that. I very clearly remember that, but I still don't remember the laugh track. I'm actually kind of happy I can't hear
it. Is this what YouTube does to 4:3 videos now?
Just make it like weird and squished?
Letter and pillar boxed?
That's pretty weird.
Okay, so we showed it running at 3.6 gigahertz. Honestly, though, this one's not as cringy. I don't know if they have audio. Mic clipping, something, something. Where's the sound? Is there no sound? Oh, apparently the sound is too low.
Luke's ducky vid was great. It is, but it's not going to be in that 2009-2019 thing, because that was not technically a Linus Tech Tips video. That was when I was like still planning on doing my own thing.
Nice.
Happy I didn't do that. That would have been a disaster.
Well, I don't know. That video seemed pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it seemed
I mean, for the time.
Seemed pretty legit.
Probably about par.
I mean, considering how bad like my stuff was at that time, like...
Everything was kind of bad back then.
Yeah, everything was terrible. Sorry, I'm just loading up the float plane stream so I can see comments from these guys.
The title on here is wrong because you weren't logged in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. All right. Apparently you're too close to the mic.
Yeah, but I can't really like...
Like, did someone come in here and like make changes to this or
yes.
something? Okay. Apparently the audio is clipping. Why do people make changes? I specifically said on my way out from lunch, yes, I know it's kind of too quiet. Don't make any changes.
Well, that's not what happened.
Are you just moving it away?
Yeah, slightly. Towards
okay.
You more.
I'm probably going to be too loud regardless, but...
No, apparently I'm too loud.
You're too loud. What?
Yeah.
No, I've got people saying audio is clipping. Like, just audio is clipping. So, that's a big actual problem, and that's very frustrating because... This is why I say these things. There's too many dials. I don't know all the dials.
We just have way too much. Like, the fact that we're running a singular mic and we have all this junk is ridiculous. My stream's audio always sounds significantly better, and I just have one mixer.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... It shouldn't be this hard.
I don't know. The frustrating thing is that...
Everyone in chat in Flowplane, though, is saying that the stream looks amazing. So, heck yeah... There we go.
Oh, good. At least we have that.
Yeah. Someone just said turn all the dials. If we just randomize everything, it might end up better.
All right. Well, I'm just going to be relatively quiet, and I'm going to hope for the best.
Okay.
We do have technically a Wancho document this week, do we not?
There are news items.
There are notes. Okay.
I just got signed out, but Intel discontinues Core plus Optane processors.
Wow, that was not going to eventually happen for sure. The mother of all breaches exposes 773 million emails and 21 million passwords.
Oh, boy.
Facebook is apparently secretly building LOL, a meme hub. Isn't Facebook already a meme hub? Like, this is the thing that kind of blows my mind. It's like... Facebook's like, yeah, we need to purchase WhatsApp to get into the like
messaging
private
game.
Messaging game.
But then
Facebook Messenger is a thing. And like apparently people use like Instagram as their social network now.
Yep.
Can I help you?
Oh, I just want to play with the dials.
You want to?
Really bad.
Are you the one who adjusted this?
No.
Who touched it?
I'm trying to not throw people under buses.
Can you find who touched it? Maybe that would probably be really good.
I was just going to look for the thing that's red. Just keep talking.
Okay.
Don't bother with me.
Yeah, the problem is that then you're going to end up adjusting the compressor, and it's really better not to touch the compressor.
I know how compressors work.
Okay, fine. Then do whatever you want. I know how they work, too, but that doesn't change... Honestly, I don't even think that one works properly.
Like, I think all of that just needs to go in the garbage. And you just need one good... Yeah.
Well, the issue is that 2 weeks ago, Jake added a preamp with the goal of making the audio quality better. And then that was when people started complaining the show was too quiet. And then he went on vacation and then called in sick today. So he's not here to fix his stupid preamp. And he's the one who put it in. And the way it's hooked up is complicated. And so someone else came in and tried to fix it, and they didn't.
This is the best WAN show.
I mean, there's also just doing this. Is that better? Hold on. Stop, Alex. I'm just gonna turn it down in OBS.
Just a second.
No, stop. Don't move anything.
Everything's clipping on here. You can turn it down as much as you want there, but it's still gonna clip.
It's clipping on here still?
But it seems to be getting better. So just keep talking.
Okay, hopefully it's getting better. You guys are witnessing real time editing of things. Now we're a bit too quiet. Oh wow. You know what?
Hey.
I give up.
Hey.
I give up. No WAN show today. I'm done. People say it's fine now, so just don't touch it.
Okay.
You're still touching it. We're just gonna go with what we have. I don't even care. It's Trevor S says at least it's not ear rape. Leave it for now.
Oh boy.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Don't spam, please.
All right. So why don't we jump into our Core Plus Optane processor? So you guys, the original article here is from Kit Guru, and I don't know where Colton got all these news items, but it's obviously not the forum because he's not crediting people on the forum, and it doesn't look like he's looking at the tech-linked items for this week. So there's a spot actually on the WAN Show doc for both items that make it into TechLinked and ones that are sort of notable but don't make it into TechLinked.
Okay.
So I just don't even know what he was doing. But anyway, this is over on Kit Guru. And do you remember Core Plus?
Vaguely.
Do you know what it is?
No. I remember the branding. I don't really remember caring.
So Core Plus was a brand that, from my understanding, was mostly intended to only really exist on mobile. But then what's interesting here is that it appears as though there were actual desktop processors, including an 8700, 8400, and a Core i5-8500 that also had it. And the idea was that the processor was bundled with Optane memory. So it's Core in that the processor is just a regular old...
Core processor. Okay.
i7, i5, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it was Plus
because it
came with Optane. Now, to be clear, I'm not down on Optane. Very cool technology. I've been a proponent of SSD caching since it first showed up in Intel's product stack with, RST? I believe there were solutions before that. In fact, wow, thinking back, it really has been a very long time, OCZ had a drive that I think they called the Synapse? Synapse drive? Does that sound right? OCZ Synapse?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they had a caching drive that came with like this weird third-party software, and it was designed with twice the spare area. So it was like, it had half the accessible capacity that was actually on the drive. And then the idea was that it could easily sustain high performance over time, because this was back before, I think this was before Trim even existed. So it could run garbage collection because it had so much spare area, and it would last for longer because it had more spare area. And you had to install this software, and I don't even remember if it worked on a boot volume. Like, it might have just been something that you can do on like a storage volume. I don't even remember the details. It didn't sell well because it was like super expensive. Anyway, Intel moved it more mainstream with RST, or Rapid Storage Technology, and I've been a proponent of it ever since because I think it's a great way to get better performance out of magnetic storage, whether it's for your boot drive or whether it's just for your game drive. Like, we actually did one recently where we ran Optane on AMD, which was kind of cool, but using third-party software that has come a long way in the last 10 years and actually worked really, really well, like better than AMD's first-party solution, StoreMI.
One quick thing.
Yeah.
Can I do that thing again? Because there's a lot of questions in here.
Which thing?
The stream thing.
Stream thing. Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, so I'm getting a redonk amount of probably more than I have any other week, which is kind of surprising. But if there's people that have questions about Flowplane that are Flowplane members or not, come to my stream after the stream and ask me then, because I have to partake in the WAN show.
Yeah,
and
WAN show's important.
Yeah.
We have to talk about Core Plus.
Then. Yeah.
Okay, Core Plus.
Yeah.
So,
you know what's one random little thing I want to add?
Yes.
I still have that Synapse drive.
Do you really?
Yeah, the 30 gig one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
You should use it as a cache. I mean, it'd be slow as hell at this point.
Yeah.
I think it's like SATA 2, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
It's really old.
Yeah, because isn't that like pre-SandForce? That's
got to
be like
Indolinks. It's at my parents' house, because I remember you gave it to me when I used to live there.
Oh.
And then I guess I stopped using it, so it's like still there.
Was it one of those like, I never want to see this again things? Or did
no,
you like do something to deserve it?
I think it was I don't want to deal with this.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I think that was it.
So anyway, long story short, I'm cool with caching. I think it's great. However,
yeah,
the branding behind like...
That Core Plus branding is terrible. Honestly, the branding and the marketing around almost everything that touches Optane has been really rough.
There were a lot of things that they could have done to just make it... Yeah, just make it better and easier to understand, like locking it down less and like... I don't know. Anyway,
it's really funky.
Optane's cool. This solution, selling it bundled with a processor, is super dumb. They should just sell it as a processor and an Optane module.
Yeah. You'd even sell it as like a bundle. Just say that, not Core Plus.
Yeah.
Because Core Plus sounds like a K SKU style thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or it sounds like it has more cores.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
You know. Again, everything's got like a 10-year theme. I think it was like 11, 12 years ago that Intel released their Core series processors. I'm still mad. It's so stupid. Why do I have to say Core i7 quad-core processor? Why do I have to say Core twice? It's so dumb.
I actually liked the i7, i5, i3 thing when it first came out.
Really?
When it first came out,
I know. Justify it. No, I'm listening.
It helped categorize things for me when I was trying to explain things to other people. And I know, actually proper defining lines between the categories have always been really weird. But in general, most things kind of line up pretty well.
Do they?
Sometimes. I don't necessarily want to fall in this story. But like if someone was like, what's the difference? If someone who knew basically nothing was like, what's the difference between i7s and i5s? With Sandy Bridge, what would you say?
I would say, go watch this excellent video over on the channel Tech
Quickie.
Okay,
but Sandy Bridge, so pre-Tech Quickie.
Okay, pre-Tech Quickie.
Can't talk today.
I would say a Core i7 is maybe going to have more memory channels.
Okay.
But also,
no, they don't
maybe
know anything. They don't know what memory channel. I'm talking total layman. I worked at Best Buy at this time. I'm selling laptops.
Okay. I would say
and like a
Core i7 laptop might have onboard video, but might not.
It's a laptop.
A laptop? Well, there were desktop ones.
Yes, there were.
There were Sandy Bridge desktop ones. Some of them were triple channel memory. Some of them were dual. Some of them were architecturally a generation ahead of the other ones that were on the high-end platform.
We sold like a desktop a week. Laptops were selling like this.
So what? Your experience inside Best Buy is all that matters. And
no, I was saying it was useful to me at that time.
Okay, but couldn't they just as easily...
I didn't say it was good.
Okay.
I didn't say it was good.
Couldn't they have just as easily gone, okay, gold, silver, bronze.
Yep.
The gold one. The gold two.
Yep.
The gold trois for the Quebec market.
They could have. I'm not saying it was good.
Not that I'm saying that's good either. What they've done with the Xeon gold, silver, bronze, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Also,
it's an atrocity.
Also really bad.
Yeah.
I just, in general, it was helpful to be like, that one has this stuff extra. There you go.
It has hyperthreading. Yeah. That's the answer you wanted from me, isn't
yes,
it? It has hyperthreading.
The whole
it's better
damn
for
time,
multitasking.
And you avoided it the whole time. But that's all I needed to say to most people. Okay, what's hyperthreading? Well, but it was still sort of helpful. But the core part actually frustrated me more.
Yeah, it was stupid.
Yeah. The I series has its own huge swath of problems.
You know what's really the really dumb thing too? Is like, I actually, because I'm not really an auto person, I actually blamed Intel for this crap. It's BMW. 3, 5, and 7 series.
Oh my god.
It's all BMW's fault.
See, I'm a computer person. I thought it was the other way around.
No!
That makes sense.
As if BMW would copy Intel's branding. You know, the crazy thing is Intel used to have, like, respectable branding. Do-do-do-do.
Yeah. Like, Intel Inside.
Yeah.
People used to, like, there was kids at my school who were not into computers who had Intel Inside shirts. Because, like, it was a thing. And the old Intel Inside commercials were, like, very memorable. Intel Inside was huge.
Yep.
And you still remember the jingle.
And, like, there's even other stuff that I thought they did really well. Centrino, I thought, was a stroke of marketing excellence. Maybe not genius, but definitely excellence. Because what it did was it achieved a sales goal. So it incentivized laptop manufacturers to buy not just the CPU and chipset, but also the Wi-Fi module from Intel. It improved the state of wireless technology for consumers in general, because all of a sudden it made it easy to buy decent Wi-Fi over craptastic Wi-Fi that just like basically wasn't going to work. It had
Intel networking.
It had a battery life message behind it because it had to include their Banyas Core M processor. Okay, yeah, it's fine. And so it had this strong technology and sort of quality of life and also sales kind of message. So I had to respect it as sort of excellent marketing.
Yes,
yeah. A well-crafted message.
Yeah.
But it feels like they're just struggling. And I have to wonder if maybe part of the problem is that they just don't really have anything new to sell. More cores.
That doesn't... Okay, so...
But, like, AMD is, like... Yeah,
we have so many cores, bro!
We actually don't know what to do with all these cores.
Intel inside? Well, AMD outside. We've got too many cores to fit inside. They should just do... That should be their branding.
I would love that. It's like, you're going to have cores. You're going to have cores outside the pocket. You're going to have them in your back pocket.
You have too many cores to handle.
You're going
to
need a pickup truck.
I can't carry all these cores.
Okay, and the CPU is so efficient, you can go buy a pickup truck and kill the environment with it. Keep all your cores in the bed. Just drive around to work, commuting in that pickup truck. You got all your cores in it. I just want the most Texan person of all time. To do this video?
Like, specifically make sure that they have no idea what a core is. And just have them be, like, super into it.
Cores everywhere! You're gonna lend all your cores to your friends, and they're never gonna give them back! You're not even gonna notice!
You got too many cores! It won't even be helpful!
Oh, man.
Anyways.
AMD outside.
I don't think them not having something new to sell justifies butchering all their branding.
Yeah.
Because if they kept up... And I know... I was crushed when Squarespace changed their branding back in the day from Build It Beautiful, or whatever the other one was, because there was two that I really liked.
Oh, man.
You and I played off this
make
one
it,
like crazy.
Make it something, I think.
And I would always jump in and say the word.
Oh.
I don't remember what it was.
I don't remember. Wow, I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't that good.
Well, okay, they dropped it pretty quick, because they used to switch branding super did. Fast. You should. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah. You should. Yes. Build a view. That was amazing. So like they,
thank you,
but
Twitch
they
chat.
They changed the branding way too fast, and yeah. I've never actually thought that was that great of an idea, especially if you find one that gloms on really well.
Yeah.
And like maybe you should only glommed on with our audience.
Yeah.
Really
maybe
well.
We were just like.
Yeah. Maybe. But yeah. Intel Inside was very universal.
I mean,
that was all over the place.
You have to update stuff. And I have to confess, I didn't like their newer logo until I like went back the other day.
I could see them updating the logo, though, but I would keep Intel Inside. Intel Inside was huge.
Do they still use it at all?
Like,
I think they definitely still protect the trademark.
I'm sure.
But, like, yeah, trademarks, Intel Inside.
Intel Inside.
Brand, logo, mark, name, online network.
This is relatively new branding-ish.
Yeah, okay, so they still put Inside on stuff.
But it's not, doesn't have the same kind of punch.
Here's a sample usage chart. I mean, maybe they just don't emphasize it the way that they used to.
Yeah.
Amazing. I always get such a kick out of this. I remember we worked with, well, I guess it'll never happen again because I'm talking about this now, but we worked with the IOC at one point.
Oh.
And the guidelines they have for this kind of stuff are just like, they're actually crazy.
Yeah.
Look at this. Amazing things start with Intel Inside is correct. Amazing things start with Intel Inside your PC. Like... Look for Intel Inside. Okay. Oh, it's got this stupid thing.
I was going to say, I think that's the problem with that one, too. I don't think it's the PC. I think it's that Intel's, the trademark is on Intel.
I don't know. Whatever. They're not. Oh, shoot. Did we have an echo in the back while I was doing that? Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, you guys. They probably did. Oh, crap. Oh, well.
Boop. Welcome to Floatplane Unix Night.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the WAN show, everyone.
Or we just complain about Intel branding
awful. Yeah.
Every week.
Like, do we even have a show today? Is this even a show? Is anyone going to watch this? Yep, yep. 7,500 people watching on YouTube.
Yeah.
It officially doesn't matter anymore. Let's actually, we should probably do our sponsor spots. Holy crap, we started so late today.
Oh, yeah.
Spectrum. Da, 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 da. Oh, hey, they've got new packaging. I want the Vector.
Is this the...
Oh, there's a clip-on. You don't have glasses, though, so you don't get the clip-on.
Oh.
This is the blue light blocking. Sense.
Ooh, these look nice.
Our glasses. Yeah, these look actually quite a bit better.
Ooh.
Almost all your driving decisions are based on what you see. Spectrum's new Lumen driving glasses with the LUM 210 lens claim to make it easier to see road marks, stop signs, street lights, and more to help reduce your risks on the road. This is actually something that is pretty, like, well-known. Using a yellow... tinted lens while you're driving is supposed to increase visibility. They also block 100% of UVA and UVB rays. And if you're unsatisfied with your Lumen glasses, within 30 days, they'll give you a full refund, no questions asked. So go to WANshow10. Use WANshow10 on their Amazon listing. Oh, we have a coupon to just buy them on Amazon?
That's kind of crazy.
And get 10% off your order at lmg.gg/lumen. lmg.gg/lumen. How do these look? Are they a little wide for my face?
I'm really bad at that. I think barely.
Huh.
But like, maybe not.
I feel like if I had trendier hair, I could actually rock these. But my hair is so bad. That was actually another thing that was kind of fun for the 10-year thing. Like looking at
your just, hair through the ages.
And the great thing about it is that there was just like not really a clear improvement.
Yeah, it's just kind of the same.
No, oh no, there's periods of like truly spectacularly awful. Like there's dips, but there's not really anything better. There's just dips.
It's like I have such unpopular opinions about certain things about you. I don't find your voice annoying. I've never seen your hair as a notable problem.
Oh, it's a problem.
Apparently.
Yeah. Oh, it's like
I'm just bad at this stuff.
It's objectively a big problem.
I don't see it as an issue.
You know who else is a sponsor today? Humble Bundle.
Heck yeah.
Find great deals on amazing games, books, comics, and more at Humble Bundle.
Absolutely.
They believe you should pay for what you want, and they even give you the ability to decide how you want to divide your payment between the creators, charity, and even to Humble Bundle themselves. You can either purchase specific titles at their store or through their bundle sets, and they have monthly bundles as a subscription service. So find out what you could get this month through our partner link, lmg.gg/humblebundle. That's pretty cool. I've used Humble Bundle lots of times.
Me too.
I've bought a lot of games I never played,
yep.
But I've also bought some games that I did play,
yeah.
And I didn't pay very much.
And it was probably like cheaper as a whole anyways.
Yes.
Kind of
wild. That is the beauty of Humble Bundle, but they have this like a normal store now too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Technically, Humble there's store. A private internet access spot in here.
Heck yeah.
Get private internet access.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of time.
Do it up.
Today's show is going to be
We've
a little
We've got
short.
A better link than that. What is it? lmg.gg/PIA?
PIA when.
P-I-A-W-N.
lmg.gg/PIAWAN. We got to get those things updated.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what else I really, really have to update you guys on? LTX Expo.
LTX Expo!
So we've got a couple of updates. We actually forgot last week to look at the blog.
Oh.
So there's a couple updates. Posted by Stephanie Potter. Ways to get to LTX 2019 Extreme Hack! Lots of options. If you're flying into Vancouver, the closest airport is Vancouver International Airport, YVR. It's in Richmond. Don't worry. It doesn't matter. If you plan on staying in Richmond or downtown Vancouver, there are great public transit options. It's called the SkyTrain. So there's three lines that branch out from actually very close to where LTX is. If you are anywhere not on the SkyTrain, our public transit sucks. And we don't have Uber, so I would strongly recommend finding a hotel that is near a SkyTrain station.
Yep.
So the waterfront station is about 5 minutes from the Vancouver Convention Center walking, and pretty much everything can get to waterfront. If you live locally or plan on renting a car, there's ample parking located under the east building of the Vancouver Convention Center. Road tripping to the Great White North. If you're taking I-5 up from Seattle, you'll cross into Canada at the Peace Arch border crossing, which is open 24 hours. These are actually really great tips. You guys are going to want to go check these out over at ltxexpo.com. And we've got some information about hotel accommodation and options. We don't have Lyft or Uber. I cannot make that clear enough. We do not have rideshare here because the taxi cab mafia is still somehow winning. It's unbelievable.
And taxi cabs are kind of garbage here too.
Yeah. If you stay in downtown Vancouver, it's roughly a 20 to 30 minute walk max. And then there's always taxis or public transit as options.
It's a decent city to walk through though.
So there's some 4.5 5-star for $600 to $800 a night. That's pretty expensive. The rest of downtown is a bit of a mixed bag, ranging from $80 a night for hostels to hotels in the $300 range. And if you're looking at Airbnbs, there's options from single rooms to full apartments in the $125 to $350 range. If you don't mind traveling more or you want to rent a car because you're going to run around and see the city, like I know Steve from Gamers Nexus ended up going up to Whistler and doing some biking and stuff since he was in town anyway,
yep.
You can stay outside of the downtown core and it's quite a bit less expensive. So like hostels as low as like $50 a night. So that's pretty cool. What, Colton?
It's gonna be sick.
It's gonna be sick.
What are those glasses?
These are from Spectrum. They're driving glasses.
Oh,
they're actually
yeah, dude.
You can see so much better on them.
I like them.
They're actually like tinted kind of like differently than their regular just like blue light filter ones.
This isn't during the sponsor spot anymore, so I'm gonna go into it. The style of them reminds me very strongly of Destiny skins.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the pattern.
The like gold with the carbon fiber and then other matte black.
This is a really sporty, like,
very Destiny skin style.
This almost looks like an impact resistant like sports goggle to me.
Yeah, this one doesn't. This one's more like stylish.
Like I could actually see myself like just wearing this when I'm
could see you
doing something
them.
Active. You could see me wearing them?
Yeah.
You mean literally?
Yeah.
Thanks, Luke.
That's no worries. I got
really
you.
Helpful.
Yeah,
I
no problem.
That.
Yeah. It's all good.
That's why I like you so much. Oh, man.
Do we have news?
I don't know.
Are we going to talk about any news?
In other news, the. Oh, really?
Was there news in the first place?
Lenovo might be releasing their folding phone.
Yeah!
Under the Razer name.
Oh, that's great.
Seriously?
Oh, they got to have like all the colors again, like chocolate. And
so it might be making a comeback as a $1,500 foldable phone, according to The Verge. Well, remember, the Razer wasn't cheap.
That's true. But like, wow.
There was nothing amazing about it other
What's
than that it was really
prices,
thin.
Though? Like, calm down.
You know, I don't think
They've
it's going to get any
nuts.
Better. So here's the thing. I think it was for the first time last year, global phone unit sales dipped. Well, like, they still have executives to pay. You know?
Yeah.
No?
I mean,
prices got to go up.
Technically, they do.
So we don't know anything about this thing. No screen size, no specs, no, yeah, really anything. We just know that...
It's not the phone in the picture. That's...
Yeah, no, that's the original Motorola Razr.
Yeah.
So I was hands-on with a foldable phone down at CES. Did you happen to see that video?
No, but I've seen many photos of that phone.
It was terrible.
Yeah, I kind of assumed.
Yeah, I was like, it was one of those things where it was kind of like the, yeah, go ahead.
No, okay, so question. Yeah. Is it terrible as in this will always suck? Or is it terrible as in like, wow, this is a really, really rough year zero, but I see the future?
It was terrible in that it's a really rough year zero, but I see the future, but they are going to suck for a while.
Yeah, okay.
Because here's the
That's
thing.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
You think back to how long it took laptop manufacturers to figure out palm rejection on the touchpad.
And like not having a VCR in the side.
Which is a relatively simple problem.
Yeah, that used to be horrible.
Compared to like a dual-sided foldable device where... you are at times going to be touching the other folded side of the display in the course of your regular operation of it. Like, this is not simple. And it's going to look stupid if it doesn't, you know, have stuff on the back. Like, it's not going to look cool in space age. Yeah. It's not going to work for marketing purposes unless they try to keep the whole display on the whole time. So there's the whole touch rejection thing to get over. There's the fact that if that display is anything to go by, the quality of the OLED panels themselves might be trash. Now, it was bad. Like, I honestly, that booth was one of those ones where I wanted to be as nice to them as I could because I was right up in their grills while I'm talking about this product.
Yeah.
But I also tried to get my point across that, like, even though this product is for sale, like,
don't buy it.
It's got some issues,
yeah,
as they say. The other one that was like that was the VR shoes that I saw while I was down there. Did you see that video?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Ed liked them.
I know, but Ed's a
freak.
Ed
liked them.
Ed liked them until I told him how much they cost.
How much they cost?
Guess. Okay, so just for those of you who haven't seen the video, they're VR shoes where you like go like this on the floor or like backwards and you spin in your chair and like you walk in this direction and then you like spin in your chair and you walk in this direction, but you stay seated the whole time.
So my brain
they
immediately
have like roller
goes,
balls on the bottom.
It's effectively ball mouse technology in 2019 on your feet.
It's not quite ball mouse technology because it's only 2D. So it's more like scroll wheel so technology. It's like
scroll.
Carry on, please.
So it's even not as advanced as ball mouse technology in 2019. So it should cost like $50 a foot, but I'm going to guess it's like $300-$350 for the set.
And at that price, would you consider it to be something worth buying,
no.
even if you liked it?
No.
It's $400.
Whoa. Okay. Ugh. The main reason why I would say no, I wouldn't find it, because it's going to be good in such a select amount of games. Because so many games are not going to expect you to have that type of movement. Doom, like they had there, I'm very not surprised they picked Doom.
Yeah.
Because it's probably pretty good in Doom. But like, I can't imagine if you need to travel for very long distances, like if you're in like...
What a pain.
Yeah. I have to run across this whole freaking map just trying to like run in my chair the whole damn time. Like that's, I can't imagine that would be good.
Like it's one of those things where it's like, did joystick waggling with the Wii ever displace traditional controllers? No, because no one actually wants to do that. And if we're gonna play an exercise game, then I'm gonna play an exercise game, not a like shuffling my feet back and forth game. Like that's not
There's
an exercise.
More entertaining
that I'm
ways
to
do that.
I finally tried Beat Saber. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I also partially understand the cost because they're gonna sell like four of them. More than that, obviously, I'm exaggerating by a lot. But
they had like eight people on staff in their booth. Yeah, if it was just like two dudes or something, I'd be like, yeah, you guys can make a go of this.
Hey, you took a trackball and almost, and you put it on people's feet. How did?
Well, there was software work.
Yeah.
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 In other news, In other news, the Pimax isn't bad anymore.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's actually surprising.
It's very surprising because you never tried it.
No, but okay. I listened to you.
I was really frustrated because there were other, like, I'm not going to name any names, partly because I don't remember what they are, but I was getting thrown under the bus because there were other, like, much more credible VR enthusiast YouTubers who are focused on VR that were saying that it was amazing.
Sure.
And I was sort of the dissenting voice being like, no, actually, this is garbage. Like, they cannot ship this.
Something I've been... Sorry, I'm going to cut you off again. Yeah. Something I've been thinking about over the last little bit is, like, a lot of the VR community...
Who do you think you are, Linus? cutting people off mid-story so you can interject your own point?
A lot of the VR community, a lot of the hardcore VR community kind of hates us because we're dissenters to a certain degree.
Right.
I think the problem is we can't be their champion.
Right.
Well, I guess I sort of could now, but that's also not my space anymore. But like Linus Tech Tips can't be their champion because Linus Tech Tips is technology review.
Yes.
And it's like early on and really rough and like people that are buying them are not using them and like et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So like gotta keep credibility and be a proper reviewer. We can't champion VR. I think we both would like to.
I want it to be better than it is. I want it to do better than it has.
Yeah. And we both wish it the best.
Yes.
And are both highly interested in
it. But the thing, too, is even in the time since VR became a consumer product, like with the Vive, I don't mean, like, there's been VR consumer products before, but come on.
Plenty of
Virtual
them.
Boy.
Yeah.
Even and in that time, Linus Tech Tips has also gotten a lot more mainstream in terms of the technology that it covers, but also the perspective that I am trying to provide because... Like, I've had my eyes...
You have to be impartial. It's not... It can't just be your view.
I've had my eyes kind of opened to that there's so much more to the world than technology enthusiasts. Even within people who love and live and breathe technology. Like,
you know the top interest of my Twitter followers is dogs, not tech?
There you go.
Tech is a very close second.
But dogs is first. I mean, and here's the thing. Like, even I was watching the MKBHD live stream today, and he said he got rid of the NAS that I hooked up for him in favor of this Jellyfish one because it was, like, simpler. And I was like, okay. Like, this is just something that, you know, was hard for me to imagine 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The theme of today's stream.
Yeah, yeah.
It was hard for me to imagine 10 years ago, but, like, that even among people who are technology lovers, there's sort of this, there's this friction when it comes to like working on technology. It's like
diagnosing why the sensors don't work, figuring out, et cetera.
Yeah, other just problems. Like there's people who would consider themselves into cars, but who don't change their own oil.
Yeah.
They just like driving them. So anyway, like we've tried to take on, and it's not always easy for me. Like sometimes I'll end up nerding out over like a header on a motherboard, and like I can feel the hundreds of thousands or millions of eyeballs, or maybe not eyeballs, but certainly eyebrows, just kind of going, eh? What? But it's something that I've actively tried to do, and from a more mainstream perspective, VR is not very interesting. Like I had Yvonne try Beat Saber last night because I've been having a blast in it.
Beat Saber is really cool.
I had her try it last night and she played for 7 minutes and was like, "Yeah, I'm feeling a little sick. I'm tired of having something on my face," and went back to like browsing Facebook on her phone. And that's not because she like wasn't good at it or something. It's because VR just has like a really long way to go and has some real actual obstacles that I'm sorry will make it not mainstream, period. Like the fact that you need all this space. Lots of people don't have space.
Yeah.
Like even if they did have the money. And so people will get mad, people will not like it, but
we got to stand by the stuff, my man. We can't be the champions for that.
I don't agree with a lot of the VR community's defenses of VR. I love it. I've been using my Vive more than for the last little. I've been using actually quite a lot lately. I've been using it like at least every other night for the past week.
If I wouldn't punch my ceiling in Beat Saber, I would probably be using it all the time as well. It's very cool, but we can't put our own opinions too heavily into the. Well, okay, again, I don't do this anymore. But Linus Tech Tips can't put their own opinions too heavily into this kind of stuff.
I mean, I can include it. I just can't, like...
That can't be the conclusion of the review.
I can't just be a champion for it.
Yes.
Just in spite of whatever's in front of my face.
Yeah.
Speaking of champion...
Beat Saber, not Saver.
Facebook. Full champion. Wait, what is this?
Is that the
this
one?
Is not the right. This is not the right thing. Oh, interesting. Apparently, Facebook is investing into news partnerships over the next 3 years.
I guess they don't want to elect Trump again.
Huh. That's really interesting. There was some meme-y thing that I had wanted.
Facebook,
to.
Facebook, LOL. It's a TechCrunch article. Down.
Yeah, no. I was looking for a different thing. Now I'm over that one.
Okay.
You know what I really want to talk about?
Sure.
Forget it. I don't feel like talking about that.
Okay.
So, I hooked my son up with a cell phone.
The title of the stream.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd like to know, before I sort of explain why, what's your gut reaction? He's six.
I'm not a father. I don't intend on being a father.
That's fine. It doesn't matter.
But
you can still judge. Everyone judges.
The internet scares the heck out of me, mm-hmm. to be completely honest. Sure. So a big part of the problem, too, is I feel like when I was growing up, the internet was a little bit more divided. There was like porn sites, mm-hmm. and then there was the rest of the internet.
It was a little harder to find the porn sites.
And like mainstream websites didn't effectively have it all over the place, or at the very least, extremely sexualized content, where it's like maybe there isn't nudity, but we all know why you're here. That's everywhere now.
Yep.
And the rest, there's tons of other stuff on the internet that scares the hell out of me too. In terms of a very impressionable small child, that scares me.
Yep.
If it was just a call and texting plan situation. Yep. Sounds like maybe a good idea, but the internet scares me.
That is a very interesting perspective. Here's an alternate look. So my wife and I, or Yvonne, I guess most of you know her name. So we actually talked about it a fair bit. So one of the reasons that...
I want to throw another chip in.
Yeah, sure.
But there's other obviously positive parts of the internet as well. He could share location. If for some reason he's ever lost.
Automatically.
Automatically.
Believe it or not, I can just check his location right now.
Oh, see, like, that's cool.
Yep.
And see, like that kind of stuff is, oh, yeah, let's not.
No, I'm not going to show it.
Yeah. I was just making sure. Sometimes things leak on stream.
Updated 11 minutes ago.
That's super
exactly
cool.
Where he's supposed to be right now.
Yeah. And like, that's awesome. Huge amount of peace of mind. Like, yep. It's just, so there's the great part and there's the, that's scary kind of part. But overall, I don't think it's a negative thing that you give him a phone.
So
I would not judge it that way.
I was convinced that my kids probably weren't going to get a phone until around the time that I did, which was when I turned 16, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
Which, admittedly, was probably pretty old-fashioned. Like,
yeah.
When the newsletter came home when he started school, like real school, not preschool, when he started school and the newsletter came home with like a cell phones policy, I was like, what, this is elementary school. What do any of these kids have cell phones for? So the thing that made me come around to just approaching the idea and that sort of opened up the discussion with the wife was that I'm going to start taking him with me when I travel sometimes.
Okay.
Just so that we get to spend a little bit more time together when daddy's traveling.
That's cool because you travel a lot. So that's cool.
Yeah. So I want to start taking him with me. And if for whatever reason we got split up in an airport or whatever, I want him to have a phone. Like, period. Because there's, like, it's really funny. Like, if my phone battery is dead or whatever else, this must have been a couple months ago. I was running around the superstore trying to find Yvonne and the kids because they were shopping. And I was doing a thing that I used to do where I would walk down the entire thing, looking down every aisle to figure out where they are. And you can still miss people because they could be, like, in between aisles as you pass through or whatever else. And I was like, it has been so long since I've done this, because if I ever don't know where Yvonne is, and then I find out.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, just for the sake of location, I'd like to know where he is.
Sure.
Also, a really cool and interesting side effect has been that I have ended up talking to him more. Something about text communication, especially while I've been traveling. So he actually texts me all the time.
Okay, that's cool.
And without his own means of communicating with me, how was he supposed to do that?
Yeah.
And it's not like I don't still talk to him in person when we're in the same room, but, you know, if he's on his way to skating lessons or something, he'll just text me and be like, on my way to skating lessons, gonna have fun, hope your day's okay.
That's pretty freaking cute. And it's, oh, geez. All right.
It's pretty neat because, you know, I can, you know, text back, be safe and all that stuff. Let me know how it went. You know, send me a picture of, they were working on this homegrown crystal kit thing while I was at CES.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, send me a picture of the crystals. And like, it's really fun. It's interactive. It's all the reasons that we like text communication, why it's completely taken over the world.
Super wholesome.
Another thing is we have put all of his relatives in his phone book. So he's just like staying in touch with his family in a way that I just didn't do when I didn't have my own way of communicating.
Really.
Because all that you had was the landline, which when I was a kid, you shared with your internet connection too.
Hey, we'd be playing games, dude.
Which was lame.
Yeah.
No, games were cool, but having them shared, that was
good. Yeah, no, I agree.
Now, in response to the internet, I will say this. Because of who he is specifically, I'm not that worried about it. If I say, don't go to any website other than the websites that I say, A, I can whitelist sites. Like, I can actually go that draconian if I need to.
Okay.
But if I say, don't go to any websites other than these ones, he actually wouldn't. Now, that might change as he gets older. He might get a little more defiant.
A little devious.
But, I mean, there's other stuff, too. Like, there's actually no way. I tried to override it. I cannot. There's no way to install a full YouTube app on a Google Kids account.
Oh.
So he cannot watch my videos.
This is what I was going to say, though. It's like, even really mainstream sites like YouTube, there's stuff on it that's like, you know?
Can't get to YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, like,
I'm assuming Twitch is bundled in with that.
Well, he can't install an app without it pinging me to approve it.
But couldn't he just go to the website, like YouTube's?
No, I doubt it.
Okay.
I can double check that.
I don't know anything about the kids.
I can double check that. But I'm not that worried about that. I think it's very unlikely. The other thing too is I get a report of what apps he's in, what his web browsing history is, how long he's been
screen
in the apps.
Time. Yeah,
screen time. I can do it day by day. So he's spending some time in WhatsApp, and apparently someone let him watch Netflix today for half an hour. I can just like lock it. I can just lock him out of it. I can set the hours of day that he's allowed to access it. And I don't know. It's one of those things where it's actually been really cool to see him learning how to communicate digitally, because there's stuff that there's like texting etiquette things that I kind of take for granted. Like, it's adorable. He feels like he has to reply to every message. You remember that?
Yeah.
Even if it's just like, okay, cool.
Someone brought up RuneScape the other day, and I brought up that I used to have such a hard time playing that game because it was the first MMO-style game I played. And every single time I'd walk past anyone, all communication then was speech bubble above your head.
Yes.
So every single speech bubble I saw, I thought they were talking to me. So I would like walk up to two random people having a conversation and just start replying out of nowhere. I was like, that was that person.
So if only we remembered how insufferable we were when we were kids, yeah. We'd understand why gamers hate kids so much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. For me, I'm like, it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But then like I remember what a little like, okay, so Diablo 1. Not realizing that there was no godly plate of the whale, that was purely a trainered item. I tried to convince someone that mine was legit at some point, and they're just like, look, the server says no trainers, no hackers, get out of here. I'm like, no, this is real. It's mine. That was not a real item. Like, so dumb. Anyway. So I did it.
I'm really happy that it's been a positive experience, because to me that would be a pretty scary thing.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I intend to keep an eye on it. I don't think he's even opened a web browser yet. Like, it hasn't even occurred to him. He mostly just uses it to... Oh, no, I know when he watched Netflix. He watched it this morning before school because I didn't feel like getting up yet. That was my bad. He mostly uses it to WhatsApp his relatives, which I think is pretty cool
so
far.
That seems pretty wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty much it for Wancho. We'll see you guys again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That was a wild show.
And yeah, like,
we didn't even play the intro.
Oh, wow, we didn't. You know what? Let's do it now.
Outro.
Oh, wait. Oh, we should really do some super chats.
Hey, not a bad idea.
Also,
yeah, there's still tons of questions coming through.
Holy crap.
Go to my Twitch after this.
I don't know how to pronounce this name or what 300 rubles is. And the message is, hey there, Linus and Luke, I bet you can't read my name without asking Ivan to help.
Why did that happen?
What even just even what? Okay. Yeah. Chipo, hi.
Hey.
Aaron, hi. Yazin, hi. Coffeeville, cheese monkey. Got it. Max, LTX VIP tickets. I want to book hotel and flight in advance, but when will the VIP meetup take place? Last year it was the day before. We'll be at the same this year. Not sure. Stay tuned. Oh, crap. That might be a bit of a problem. Because VIP tickets, there's not going to be a ton of them. We really, like, we don't want there to be a ton of them. Oh, man.
You're probably going to have to phase those out eventually.
Yeah, I don't know what to do honest. Because I hate how expensive they are, but if we don't make them expensive, they sell out in, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, Max, I'm sorry. I don't have I don't have a solid answer for you yet. Red/Ace, how much is a booth at LTX? Interested in showing off a smell device for gaming? I have no idea. You'd have to reach out to Colton. LinusTechTips@gmail.com.
That sounds like a fun interactive booth.
That actually does sound pretty fun.
Yeah.
David, hey, there's something I really want to say to you, how you literally saved my life, but I don't have enough money to fit in a super chat, so I'm putting it as a two-part message in Floatplane chat. My Floatplane username is David. Okay, do you want to find that? Thanks, dude.
I don't know when he sent it, though.
Jake says, why is every aspect of a computer in metric, but storage is imperial, 2.5-inch drives? You know what? I wish I could answer that question. Screen sizes, also for the most part in Imperial. I know some places do them in centimeters, but Imperial is a little bit more common. Aaron, I've been watching since you unboxed those Eneloop batteries. Yeah, well.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
That video was fantastic.
Adam says, I can't access Floatplane, so joke's on me, Luke.
Wait, what?
You should email. Oh, Floatplane has a new support email.
Yeah.
It's support@floatplane.com.
Yeah. You should. Way more simple.
Yeah, it's like not stupid now.
Yeah.
Epos Vox sends a heart.
Yeah. No problem, hey! Yeah. I still need to call you. Sorry.
Lactose says, I'm not reading that. That's very inappropriate. We don't talk about pee on this show.
Yeah.
Lewis says, please, cheers for an IT person burning the midnight oil, migrating an Oracle database. Heck yeah. Cheers to you, brother.
Good luck.
How much to get you two to floss? Asks Lactose Larry. I can't floss. I actually tried.
You don't know how to do it?
Wait, is this dead?
It's not hard.
No, it seems to be
mine's
working.
Not. I don't know what's going on
with
your laptop.
It's not hard. Well, I just like don't really get it. I think it's supposed to be like...
Well, you don't really do it while you're behind. Sitting.
Yeah, I know, but I just... Okay, you know what? Will you do it? He sent $100.
US dollars?
Yeah.
But he asked how much.
So
that was technically
gonna,
just for the question.
All you're going to answer for $100 is how much.
Just for the question.
You wouldn't Dance Monkey Dance for $100. And it's not your $100, no. Mind you, so I can understand this.
Yeah.
Tell you what, I'll try, but I will go along with you.
I don't know if I remember anymore. Okay.
So, okay, so where do they start? They start here.
Your hips have to go. Your hips have to go opposite, though.
Okay.
And then this arm goes behind you, and then back out, and then out, and then this way, and then this way, and then this way, and this way, this way, this way, this way.
I'm
this
sorry
way.
I did that. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I think that's how you do it. Honestly, I've never seen a tutorial video, and I've never actually watched the dance. I just assume that's how it goes.
Lactose Larry actually continued to send money.
Was I wrong?
Lactose Larry spent $400 getting us to floss. We would have done it for the first 100.
Hey, it worked. It worked.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. I think we're really done now.
I don't even know if we did it right or not.
It's over.
Okay. Reported.
Daniel says this is the single most epic WAN show I have ever watched.
It was such a train wreck.
Oh, apparently there's no audio in the intro. I don't even know. I'm done. I'm done. Terrible Friday.
Oh, God.